Joining us now is the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporatist activist who, in the role of a revivalist minister, leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers inside supermalls and chain stores. And since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone, tar stands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. Welcome to Background Briefing, Reverend Billy.
Thank you for having me.
And it's good to talk to you, Reverend, because otherwise, on Friday, the world was supposed to end. And I was looking forward to the interview, but wary that, there may be a void, a great silence.
I think that we're the last that would know, stranded white people out here. If the world ended, we would just keep buying things. We wouldn't know anything about it.
So tell us about what you did, what you staged in Times Square on Friday, the day that the world was supposed to end.
Well, that's the cathedral of ugly logos and celebrity thighs and smiles, all glowing. This little slit in the earth, it's amazing. I know that many of the people in our listening public have been there. And the tourists were there in force. And they seemed ready for, they egged us on. We arrived, the Stop Shopping choir, about 40 of us arrived with our suitcases and our clean underwear, and we were all set to ride up through some space-time portal to the next world from the canyon of logos.
So this is a version of the rapture, which you call the Shop Show.
Yes. We prayed and ran in circles and sang our anti-consumer anthems. And then, sure enough, the portal appeared like a floating door above us. And we saw, Sappho and Kurt Cobain and Nina Simone kind of waving to us from beyond the door. We knew we were going in the right direction. We told the tourists about what was happening, and I don't think they believed us. They kept taking our pictures though, and we then since from that moment we shoptured up right through the door. We were keying on this thing that we discovered in Times Square. It's a kind of a secret. There's a little strip above you. If you look straight up and look, you have to kind of zigzag through the fluorescent logos. But if you look straight up, you can see a little kind of a crack in the whole scenery there. That and we call that a sky. You have any idea what I'm talking about? Am I being confusing to the listening public?
Not at all.
I'm not sure you can see the sky in Los Angeles either. Sky, and we just fixated on that to the extent that the Stop Shopping choir carried me around in kind of a crucifix position, trying to interest the tourists, trying to decouple the tourists from the celebrity thighs that were waving above them, trying to attract them in another direction. And we just knew that our salvation was somewhere up there in that little sliver of non-corporate space that was still there for us. We think we made it, Brother Ian. We think we got through. Something happened there. Something happened. We found ourselves some time later on our backs in the middle of Times Square. The police were pulling us to our feet, and we knew that we were in the new world. And then we proceeded to explain to people that the logos have to go, the celebrities have to get down off the walls, we have to start over, because that little sliver of sky is taking over. Amen? Hallelujah?
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give me a Sandy Hallelujah. Hurricane Sandy taught us that lesson here in New York.
Earth Hallelujah. Earth Hallelujah to you, Reverend.
He did that really well.
And so... Did you persuade any of the shoppers in Times Square at this Shopture to abandon the materialism of the shopping malls and join you in celebrating the humanity as opposed to materialism?
Well, we have our job to do. We believe in culture making for the earth, and that's not something that is being taken up by many people. Some artists are doing something, and I mean, there's the occasional UU preacher who's a bird watcher or something. What we've got to do it wholesale. We've got to. Am I mixing my metaphors? You have to save the earth wholesale. Is there something wrong with that phrase? We've got to, just find that sliver of sky and walk through it, and come back from it and just embrace people, tear down the logos, and start giving, give-a-luyah. We have to have a non-monetized economy fast. We cannot base our lives on the quarterly expansive profits that the fundamentalism of corporations cannot continue. It's not sustainable. And we're sort of dedicated right now to kind of imitating the New York Times, kind of like this kind of moderate gradualism. And that's not working. That's not moving fast enough. We can't just wait for this accrual of research facts to kind of gradually shock us. We have to make moves right now that are embarrassing. We have to walk up to people and rip the logos off their bodies. We have to, Brother Ian, can you do this? You sound over the phone so modest to me. Are you going to be able to make this move?
Well, I suppose so. I can take the scissors to my shirts and cut off the little polo logo.
That's the beginning of a little polo above your left chin.
I'd be shouting
out of here, Ralph Lauren. Out of here. His name's Marvin Rothstein. He came from the Bronx up here.
Showing a little breast.
You've got
then
some people in your office that are wonderful people. I've been there a couple times. You've got to expand. You're right next to a Universal City there, aren't you?
Right across the street from.
You just invade. Go in there and start tearing down. What are they? They're reselling old. What are they doing? Reselling old Cary Grant movies? What do they do there?
Well, they have a mechanical shark that scares tourists. And this is of course Christmas Eve. We're speaking on Christmas Eve, and people are gathering at their homes. And I should be there, and instead I'm talking with you. so I'm very curious, though. You have to answer this question about the Shropshire that you had on Friday, the day that the earth was supposed to end in Times Square. Why did you bring your suitcase and clean underwear?
We just trusted that sliver of sky to take us to another place. And the Earth-a-luyah supreme being just spat us back into Times Square. It said, you're responsible for this.
You're somewhere stuck on the road to Damascus here. You haven't reached the Holy Land, right?
The lightning hit us, right. And we're kind of midway falling off that burrow, you know? We haven't hit the rocks yet, but it's seconds away. The Nina Simone, Kurt Cobain, and Sappho just sent us back into the Cathedral of Logos, the Stonehenge of Logos, and we just have to. We're just asking them, please, Earth-a-luyah, give us another year. You know.
Well,
we were just engulfed here by a 1,000-mile-wide storm, and New Yorkers are not environmentalists. We're too overcultured and ironical. We have existential problems. We can't even see the stars. We don't believe in the earth here. And Sandy just swallowed us up. I was in Far Rockaway yesterday, a month later after the hurricane, and there's just upside down boats everywhere. And I mean, we felt the force of the earth, the energy of the earth, which finally has had enough. And yet we have these rogue corporations like ExxonMobil and BP and bureaucrats inside the government who are just letting the CO2 emissions just continue to go up every month. That's got to stop. It's got to stop. It will only stop as a result of our radical activity. Citizens have to surround coal-fired power plants and stop them. We've got to crawl up the smokestacks and just stop them. We can't. We have to do things we haven't been doing. And we have important people leading the way: Kali Lassen, Bill McKibben, Tim DeChristopher. We have heroes out there leading the way, Wangari Maathai, you know, and the billion trees she was planting. She passed away, but now we have a mortality, a die-off of forests around the world. 45% of the CO2 that is scrubbed and stored out of the air on land came into trees. It turns out trees are not just picturesque. The trees are balancing everything. You know, we need that ecosystem. We can't let global warming raise the temperature of the forest to such a degree that they just get eaten up by bark beetles and wildfires. That's what's happening. We have a terrible emergency, and something about our media, something about the thousands of advertising events we suffer from every day, keeps us from going outside into public space. And emergency! We have a terrible emergency! Come outside! Everything's on fire! Do something! How do we do that again? We're zombies. That's why we love zombies, zombie movies right now so much, Brother Ian.
I know all about zombies.
You've got some zombies across the street in Universal City over there.
It's true.
We have two grandchildren coming from Marin County.
We have zombie banks and zombie politicians too. Again, I'm speaking with the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporatist activist in the role of a revivalist minister. He leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers inside super malls and chain stores. And since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone, tar sands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. And on Friday... Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Plays a look. I got to live up to my biography somehow.
And Friday in Times Square, they conducted the shop tour, where they brought their suitcases and clean underwear and were shoptured or raptured, I guess, up in the end of the world, which didn't happen for most of us. But you had a little taste of it there, I take it, at least in having a glimpse of Kurt Cobain in the afterlife.
Sappho, Kurt Cobain, and Nina Simone.
And
the Trinity
right.
of so there
supreme
wasn't,
being. There weren't any Mayans in this case. This was... this was like rock and roll heaven you went to.
If they'd let us stay there a while, but they just pushed us back. They said, "You're not ready. You have to go back to Times Square, and you know, get your radical soul going."
Well, Reverend Billy, I spoke the other day with the great writer anthropologist. Jared Diamond, who wrote Collapse, which is about the end of the Mayans, among other things. And also he wrote Germs and Guns and Steel. And his latest book is about the natural world and how we can learn from the natural world and from native peoples. He spent about 40 years amongst the tribesmen in New Guinea. And one of the things that he mentioned is that we're doomed because of our materialism and our consumption of resources, and we live in a culture. He came up with this term of constructive paranoia, where in the natural world, people grow up being aware of the dangers that nature pose, and therefore they're more in touch with nature. But we are irrationally whipsawed by local television news into believing that there's a terrorist around every corner, and all the mayhem that we see in the media desensitizes us to and makes us feel that we're in this out of control world, which it leads us, of course, to rush to the supermarket and stuff ourselves with high fructose corn syrup and end up obese and with diabetes.
You're preaching. This is a great sermon. Amen, Brother Ian.
Well, I'm just paraphrasing a little bit of what Jared Diamond was speaking was talking about. I'm going to play the interview next week when the book is available. But there's a picture in the book of a native culture somewhere, I think in Africa, where these young kids have made toys out of things that they could find. and they're really having fun with these made-up little toys that they've made themselves out of the natural world. And there's another picture in contrast of a young American girl in her pajamas surrounded by toys. And, of course, on Christmas Eve, tomorrow morning, the kids are going to get a whole new batch of toys, many of which are going to end up in a closet. I mean, it's nuts.
Well, that the creativity of, we might have some listeners who are about to go shopping. I just like to urge you to stay home and just repeat to yourself, I don't have to buy a gift, give a gift. And take Jared Diamond's teachings here to heart. If you've got things around you, they can be recombined to make something fantastic. What have I got right here? I've got a little kind of paisley kind of headband, and I've got one of those little, one of those little magic metal kerps, that with the, all the little joining pieces that you can, I'm having trouble explaining that, and then a little kind of 50s kitsch gold LeMay sunglasses that our 2-year-old Lena likes to run around in. I've got a kind of a fake marble little xylophone here. don't we all have things like that around us? I mean, aren't there things that can be broken down and recombined? We're all part of nature, and we make ecosystems around us. The nature of life is that it resynthesizes.
Sure, but we can
gift
also
out of the things that are around you. Make that gift, amen.
Right. Well, I think also that our imagination can fill in the gaps.
Exactly. Or go to an artisan or the farmer's market. Go to a swap-a-rama. There's a quiet revolution right now that is not registered in the commercial media at all. But many people this Christmas are sitting at tables waiting for you to buy something from them that they made, that comes from their creativity. And they're super, super cheap compared to going to Macy's, where you're paying for a sweatshop, you're paying for 3,000 miles of fossil-centric shipping. You've got somebody who may live just 100 or 200 miles outside of town who comes into the city and sits there at a table in a park or farmer's market, and they're making beautiful things that people can acquire and give each other at the holidays. We don't have to go to the big boxes. The key political point, I think, here, don't support Wall Street. Don't support the casinos in the sky that have been so damaging to us. Don't go to a brand name store. That's the first political rule. Don't support that culture, that money market culture. But let it be fun for you. Let it be creative for you. And if you do that, you can end up with a better gift. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So just in closing, then, Reverend Billy. I guess you have to admit that, in spite of the shopture on Friday in Times Square, the stores are pretty full, and then after Christmas, the day after Christmas that they have their mad rush to get the sales. It's like Black Friday is after Thanksgiving.
Yes,
they've come up with all kinds of ways to entice people to consume, and it would be lovely if we had in our culture public buildings, as we used to have, town squares, meeting halls, instead of these commercial centers, malls, and mega churches that are largely materialistic, because you have the your rivals in the evangelical world, Reverend Billy, of course, are into this new scam, which is called
the prosperity preachers, the Joel Osteens, right, and the Creflo Dollars. If you believe, despite whatever kind of community you're in, whatever you might live in the middle of a super mall,
right?
If you're a good person and you love Jesus enough and give Creflo Dollar and Joel Osteen some money, you're going to become prosperous. They're completely depoliticize preachers. And I don't doubt that this exists in many different religions, but I know that that's kind of the modern version of the Jimmy Swaggart, is no matter what, you know, you can live in the middle of a war zone, no matter what you have around you. If you have the faith, money will come into your pockets. So, I think the faith goes the other way. I'm just on the other side there. I think that they are the idolaters, and they're fundamentalists. And the reason that their fundamentalism is working so well is because it's the same thing as the fundamentalism of the corporations.
Well,
you have to expand every quarter. That's fundamentalism. The corporations are thin. Their advertising tries to say we're fun, we're freedom, we're America, we're democracy. In fact, at the heart of the corporate structure is a cold, cruel fundamentalism in which they expand every quarter. If they do that, they'll kill us all.
Well, we have to drive them from the temple. We have to drive the money changers from the temple.
Drive those money changers out of the temple! Send them back to the forests! Find a good ecosystem for this banker! Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah to you. And thank you,
Brother Ian.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Christmas Eve.
Hallelujah, children. Somebody finding me a pulpit here. I got to preach a little bit here. Amen. Stop shopping.
Amen. Stop shopping. I thank you so much for joining us here on this Christmas Eve, Reverend Billy.
Thank you, Brother Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with Reverend Billy, who is an anti-corporatist activist, who in the role of a revivalist preacher leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public places. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers inside supermalls and chain stores. And since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone, tar sands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. And this has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. And the conversation continues at facebook.com/ianmastersmedia. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.